Verde, Cuciari, assolto dos estados e cima de Divine Grace, pela parte de Dando, pelo qual está com os gols, são papas maravilhosos de Deus. Anam, tacou, de vai, também de que? Anam, acharya, sila, haridas, tacou, de que? Pram, se cahal, de que se toque, tanya, se unim, se nam, de que a veta, que halar, sila, sai, de se gora, pato, também de que? Sisi Radha Krishna Gopal Gopinath Shyama Kunda Radha Kunda Girika Badhan Ke Sve Vrindavan Dhan Ke Sve Mathura Dhan Ke Sve Mayapur Dhan Ke Sve Navadvip Dhan Ke Sve Nilachala Jaganapur Dhan Ke Sve Ayodhya Dhan Ke Gangamaya Yamanamaya Ke Sve Madhitosu Devi Bhakta Devi Ke Sama Veda Bhakta Vindike Netai Guru Premananda. All glory to the Sama Devotees. All glory to the Sama Devotees. All glory to the Sama Devotees. All glories to Sisi Guru and Guranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
So, evening, this class will be taken from Bhagavad Gita. As it is, this book. Is there anybody here who doesn't know this book? Everybody here, I presume everybody here knows this book. This is Bhagavad Gita as it is. We are taking it from chapter 12. The title of that chapter is Devotional Service. And we're going to discuss the very last text of that chapter, text 20, Bhagavad Gita 12. 20. Are there some people who are having Bhagavad Gita with them there? Or because it's not written anywhere, so that's why I'm asking that. Okay, so I'll just read and then we'll go on. Yetu dhammanitari dham yatuktam paripalsate Svadadana matparama bhaktaste tivadme priyaha Yetu dharma nitaridham yatuktam parupasate Svadadana matparama bhaktaste tivadme priyaha Yetu dharma nitaridham yatuktam parupasate Svadadana matparama Bhaktaste tivame priyaha. So what for what translation? Please respond and repeat. Yeah. Those.
Those.
I mean, those who.
Those who.
To.
To.
Bet.
Bet.
Dharma.
Dharma.
Of religion.
Of religion.
Amritam.
Amritam.
Nectar.
Nectar.
Idam.
Idam.
This.
This.
Yata.
Yata.
As
Uktam
said,
Pariupasate,
completely engaged.
Sradadanaha,
with faith, Matparama,
taking me the Supreme Lord
as everything.
Bhaktaha.
Devotees.
Te.
De.
Atiwa.
Very,
very.
Me.
Me.
Tomi.
Priyaha.
Dear.
Dear.
So translation and purport by Divine Grace. It's confounded Acharya, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Swami Prabhupada Maharaj Ki. Srila Prabhupada Ki. Those who follow this imperishable path of devotional service and who completely engage themselves with faith, making me the supreme goal, are very, very dear to me. Please respond, repeat. Those who follow this imperishable path,
those who follow this imperishable path
of devotional service,
and who completely engage themselves
with faith,
making me
the supreme goal, are very, very dear to me. So let's listen to Srila Prabhupada's purport very attentively. In this chapter, from verse 2 to the end, from Maya Vatsya Mano Yimma, fixing the mind on me through Yetu Dhammam Ritamidam, this religion eternal engagement. The Supreme Lord has explained the process of transcendental service for approaching Him. Such processes are very dear to the Lord, and He accepts a person engaged in them. The question of who is better, one who is engaged in the path of impersonal Brahman, or one who is engaged in the personal service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, was raised by Arjuna. And the Lord replied to him so explicitly that there is no doubt that devotional service to the Personality of Godhead is the best of all processes of spiritual realization. In other words, in this chapter, it is decided that through good association, one develops attachment for pure devotional service and thereby accepts a bona fide spiritual master, and from him begins to hear and chant and observe the regulative principles of devotional service with faith, attachment, and devotion, and thus becomes engaged in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. This path is recommended in this chapter. Therefore, there is no doubt that devotional service is the only absolute path for self-realization, for the attainment of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The impersonal conception of the Supreme Absolute Truth, as described in this chapter, is recommended only up to the time when one surrenders himself for self-realization. In other words, as long as one does not have the chance to associate with a pure devotee, the impersonal conception may be beneficial. In the impersonal conception of the Absolute Truth, one works without fruitive result, meditates and cultivates knowledge to understand spirit and matter. This is necessary as long as one is not in the association of a pure devotee. Fortunately, if one develops directly a desire to engage in Krishna consciousness and pure devotional service, he does not need to undergo step-by-step improvements in spiritual realization. Devotional service, as described in the middle six chapters of Bhagavad Gita, is more congenial. One need not bother about materials to keep body and soul together, because by the grace of the Lord, everything is carried out automatically. Thus ends Bhaktivedanta Prabhupada's to the 12th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavad Gita in a matter of devotional service. Om Ajnana Pinirandasya Jnana Jnana Salataya Sakshuru Militam Jena Itasmai Si Guruji Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Krishna Bhutale Smati Bhakti Krishna Krishna Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Krishna Bhutale Smati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Krishna Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Krishna Bhutale Smati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Krishna Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Krishna Bhutale. So, we'd like to welcome all of you to this gathering. A weekend like this, it is not uncommon that people go for different type of get-togethers. And in the Hare Krishna temple also, we get together. But the purpose is different. Get together, you can find anywhere. One devotee who went to Gitanagri, and he was just telling me some story, and I was amused. He said that one of his colleagues mentioned to him they're going to go to do some official job somewhere, and that the guy suggested to him, so after the job, we'll go to enjoy our senses at that very inn. I bet it is a restaurant where the attendants are naked women. It's a get together. So he was very repulsive about the proposal from his colleague. It takes only a devotee to be repulsive to such proposals, because it is a get together. And we can't avoid getting together. I tell you, even the most intelligent person on the planet, lock him up alone in one room, or let him alone, let every member of the family leave the house, let him alone be in that big house. Very soon, maybe 1-2 days he can do that, but very soon he gets tired. He wants some get together, some association. And so the process of Krishna consciousness, Prabhupada knows down to earth that when people come together, there is always some discussions. Therefore, on every Sunday, our doors are open to all and sundry. We invite people to come to our temples. To do what? To come to get together. But that getting together is centered on devotional service. How we can help each other, how we can motivate each other in Krishna's devotional service. And this is basically, this devotional service is what Krishna is giving a conclusion in the very last text here. Keep in mind, the Bhagavad Gita, these middle 6 chapters, which includes chapter 12, they are the confidential aspects of Lord Krishna's message to Arjuna. Because if you value something, you don't like to keep it for everybody to see. You like to put it, if you have an essential document, for instance, you don't expose it any and anyhow. You put it perhaps not just in your wardrobe, but you put it in a place where nobody will have access to it. Even if someone, take for instance, some thieves accidentally enter the house, if they open it, they won't know what is there. I mean, it's right going to be perhaps in the middle, except the thieves, they have some magic wands. Ordinarily speaking, people want to preserve their crest jewels in confidential areas. So Lord Krishna also did that precisely to be able to preserve the importance of the 6 chapters. And because these middle 6 chapters, one of them specifically is dealing on devotional service. Of course, all of these middle 6 chapters are dealing on devotional service. Talking about relationship of the living entity with the Lord, the process of attaining the Lord, the essence of that process, and ultimately the goal. And so here, Krishna does not mince words. So he's telling Arjuna what it takes to be endeared to him. Generally speaking, when we have a relationship, take for instance a boy and a girl meet, or they are betrothed to each other, the idea is that the boy wants to understand, what does the girl like? The girl wants to understand, what does the boy like? What should I avoid so as to be able to please him or please her? Isn't it? Is it not? So, Lord Krishna also in his relationship with the living entities, using Arjuna as a medium, he's letting us understand what is precisely most dear to him. Now, in text 13, from text 13 to 19, Lord Krishna has been giving express delineation about the qualities of someone who is dear to him. But in this very last text, He mentions this quality as basically in a superlative degree. He said, Mad Parama. Parama is in a superlative degree. So Lord Krishna has mentioned that this such a person, someone who is self-controlled, engages in devotional service with determination, is dear to me. He mentions several things from text 13 up to 19. But here in text 20, he mentions who is very, very dear to me. Other verses he mentioned, this person is, if he does like this, he has this type of quality, he's dear to me. He has this type of quality, he does like this, he's very, very dear to me. He's dear to me. But here, the very last text here, he said, this is the supreme goal of those who are treading on this path. And the attainment of Lord Krishna, it could be a simple thing. But conditioned souls could make it very, very complex. And so if we understand what our lover wants from us, what our dear one wants from us, on our own path, what would we do or what should we do? Should we do things to displease him or to displease her? Or we do things that will please him or her? So Lord Krishna, because all relationships are actually emanating originally from Lord Krishna, and he's teaching us by his own personal example. I know those who are into counseling, that's what they do. In the beginning, they tell the boy, they ask the boy, so what are the things we're expecting from this lady? And then the girl is also asked, what are the things you're expecting from this young man? So in this way, they get to know, understand each other, what is dear to this person. And they work at the modalities geared towards pleasing the proposed spouse. So, that intimate dealing, which is centered on satisfaction of the partner, is being given us, that secret is being given to us here in devotional service. That those who are treading on this path, which is imperishable, how is this path of devotional service imperishable? Because we see that even the devotees, they give up this body. How is it imperishable? We see that even sometimes the temples are burned. So how is it imperishable? It is imperishable because whatever we do in devotional service goes into our own credit, into our own spiritual back balance. And even the devotional culture itself is purely transcendental, because it has to do with the supreme transcendental person. Lord Krishna is no other person than Bhagavan. The Bhagavata mentions Krishna's two Bhagavan Swayam. He is the supreme, he is the possessor of all Bhagavan. And so, if someone is actually the possessor of all opulences, naturally he becomes attracted. And that is why we find in the material world that those who are very beautiful, they become attractive. Those who have some knowledge, take for instance the relationship, the friend relationship that a doctor, when he goes to a particular place, will create with people. The friends that he will have is very easy. A pauper, if he goes to a place, it will be difficult for him to have friends. You're a doctor, isn't it? So, we understand that because Lord Krishna is all attractive, we are naturally attracted to him. But, again, we have come to this devotional culture, this devotional service, from different backgrounds. Lord Krishna precisely mentions in the Gita four types of people who come to him. And one may say, well, I don't subscribe to these qualities. Someone imbibing these qualities come to Krishna. But Krishna, it is again approved of that in the Bhagavata. That if even you have multiplicities of desires, Krishna approves of it. You come to me. Sometimes we think that this devotional service, people are simply supposed to be completely desireless. It is true. Rupa Goswami also mentions that. But desirelessness implies that all of our desires
I simply focus, I plug in into that devotional service voltage. Like we have this electricity is coming from some power source. And then there are some points on the wall. If you plug in your light, it will actually glow. If you pull it out, I mean, it will without even switching off. If we just pull it out, it will just go off. So if we plug into this devotional service, then ultimately we will glow, and that is a spiritual glow. It's a spiritual development, not a material development. Because Krishna is all spiritual, and whatever service we do in his devotional service is purely spiritualized. And that implies that we do not get direct material benefit as such, but it is there in our spiritual bank balance. Sometimes we do the services and then we're thinking, I have done this all these years, I've been chanting all these years, I've been doing this service all these years, and this problem again happened to me, this happened to me. Why? When we come to devotional service, it is not that we are not going to encounter difficulties. It is not that we are not going to encounter problems. In fact, sometimes the reverse is the case. Sometimes the problems even pop up speedily, and there is an explanation to that. I mean, it's just like you have a room or an apartment that is not been inhabited for some time. It's dusty. If you go there to do some cleanup, if you are not even very strong at heart, you may just abandon the place and leave. Because when you're doing the sweeping, the dust will spring up into the room and it will choke you. And if you are not careful, you may just abandon the whole process and then go away. Similarly, devotional service, sometimes we experience so much of incoherences in our lives. Even perhaps prior to our engagement in devotional service, where we are perhaps very peaceful. And when we engage in devotional service, then we have this problem and that problem and that problem. It's a simple thing that Krishna is arranged. It's like when one goes through a crash program. A crash program could be very intense. And it's only those who have, you know, strong zeal that will say, I want to get this thing done in the shortest possible while. So I want to take this situation and that situation to get through it. Therefore, I don't mind inconveniences. So when we come to a devotional service and we do experience difficulties, we should understand that Krishna is simply burning the karma, and these are simply residues. And the residues means that they will not have some strong effect on our lives. So if we don't understand this principle, then the tendency is to think that, why am I experiencing this difficulty? So, in principle, we understand that all of you who are engaged in this devotional service, you are not only dear to Krishna, you are very, very dear to Krishna. Now, if you are dear to someone, if you know the secret of how to be dear to someone, what do? You sustain the relationship based on the activities that you know are pleasing to this your friend or to this spouse, whatever. And so, here in the purport, Prabhupada is giving us an explanation that different categories of people try to pursue the absolute truth. In fact, there are two major categories. One is the impersonalist, and then the other set of people is the personalist. The personalists are those who accept Krishna as ultimately the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Whereas the impersonalists, they may be involved in deity worship, and we see this in India a lot. I remember we went to one temple, and they were worshipping Lord Ramachandra there. But, you know, the devotee who took us there said, these people don't take the prasadam, they are impersonalists. Although they are worshipping the deity, but he said, they are impersonalists. So if you don't know the rudiments, you may not know. And if you don't even know the details in terms of the philosophy, then you take everyone for granted. And so, especially those who are coming from Indian background, they have to understand these things very well, because when you go to India, a lot of people parade themselves as spiritualists. And in fact, even as devotees of Lord Ramachandra, even as devotees of Lord Krishna, but they don't accept Lord Krishna as the ultimate reality. Their conclusion is that beyond Krishna, there is a superior force, Nirvana. And the ultimate realization is to merge into that Brahman effulgence. But we understand in devotional culture, from Prabhupada's teachings, from the teachings of the Sis Goswamis, that the Brahman effulgence is simply an energy or the effulgence of the Lord. The Brahma Jyoti is simply an effulgence emanating from the body of the Lord. And Lord Krishna addressed all of these issues that were raised by Arjuna in previous texts in this very Bhagavad Gita. Arjuna, for instance, asked him, which is more preferable, the worship of your personal form or the worship of the impersonal form? And Lord Krishna took time to address all of these issues. And therefore, the devotees who are treading on the path of devotional service, who are verily dear to Lord Krishna, who are very, very dear to Lord Krishna, they have to understand that ultimately we are striving to be able to realize that absolute truth based on the principle of the Shastra as Krishna's two Bhagavan Swaya. The ultimate absolute truth is a personality. And a lot of devotees, they have actually realized that person. Lord Brahma even shook hands with Lord Krishna. Krishna does appear to his devotee. But the point is, we can't claim that Krishna is appearing to us when our private lives are not things to write home about. Because this type of mentality is all pervasive even in the spiritual arena. And the best way to cheat is also valuable in the spiritual arena, because traditionally there is no type of research for you to show that God spoke to you. It's based on simple philosophical thesis that these are the qualities of someone who has realized this platform. And so you have to see his or her private life. What type of life does he lead? What does he say? How does he behave? In fact, Arjuna again raises issues in the Bhagavad Gita. So, in a nutshell, the devotees are very dear to Lord Krishna, whereas everyone else in this world is moving from one place to the other looking for greener pastures. Therefore, we have to understand that if even we live here to London for a better job, a better career, there are major principles that impact on our lives that are all pervasive. We are subject to old age. We are subject to disease. We take birth. And we are bound at some point in time to quit this body, whether we like it or not. It is best for us to give our lives to Lord Krishna now that we are strong, youthful, and vibrant. Because if we don't do that now, we will still surrender unto Krishna anyway. If we don't do that willingly, we will do that by force. How are we going to do that by force? Yamaraj comes and snatches us away from this body. Yamaraj is an agent of Lord Krishna. Therefore, it is only unintelligent people who do not take to this part of devotional service. The intelligent people, they take to this part of devotional service. Therefore, Narada Muni mentions to yesterday, Tasheva Heito Prayate Takovi Nan Labdate Tad Brahmata Upariyada. The living entity who is unintelligent, a buddhi, he is hovering from one realm to the other, moving from one country to the other, moving from one Brahmanda to the other, moving up and down, looking for greener pastures. For what? To satisfy the sense modalities. He is impaired by the mind. And for our conditioned existence, in our conditioned life, the mind is our worst enemy. And the same mind could be our best friend when we become perfected souls. In the conditioned state, the mind is telling us, is giving us several reasons why we should not perform activities that will endear us to Lord Krishna. The mind is giving us, letting us have so many excuses why we are so why we shouldn't come to the temple. Even on Sundays, after working for 6 days or 5 days, even on Sundays, the mind tells us, come on, you have a lot of things to do this weekend. And you better stay home this weekend and perfect all of these things, because on Monday you have to go to work. And by the time you skip out from all this stuff, you go to the temple, you spend the whole day there, you will not have time to come back. And in this way, your morning program to go to work on Monday could be a difficulty. Therefore, I suggest to you, my dear friend, you just remain behind. The mind is exactly like another entity, another living being. But it's not our friend. In our conditioned state, it's our worst enemy, because it's giving us instruction that is counterproductive to our being endeared to Lord Krishna. And keep in mind that Lord Krishna, we are parts and parcels of Lord Krishna. Imagine someone coming to tell you that, oh, that's your father. Forget him. He's a useless person. He didn't take care of you when you're supposed to go to school. He didn't school you. Why you have to go and serve him? He's old now. Let him die there. Put him in the hospice. Don't worry about anything. The mind is like that. It's telling us, devotional service to Lord Krishna, come on, don't be in a hurry. Just go gradually. You're too much in a hurry, you know. The chanting you're doing every day is not going to give you money. Therefore, some days you skip this chanting. You skip the chanting and get some other things to do. Because you can see precisely that it's not helping so much in your... And sometimes the devotees, they have this type of excuse. Oh, before I became a devotee, I was very opulent. Now I became a devotee and, you know, things are getting down. I heard that, you know, Krishna takes away the wealth of his devotee each time someone becomes a devotee. But we find rather the reverse is the case. Because all of the kings that we find in the Bhagavatam, take for instance, a personality like King Parikshit, or Swayambhuva Manu, Emperor Swayambhuva Manu, who could be richer than him? But he's a devotee of Lord Krishna. The richest man, perhaps Bill Gates, how many billions of dollars he has? Can we compare his wealth to Swayambhuva Manu, who is like overseeing, is a whole empire of the universe? Not just a single country, not just a continent, a whole universe. And he's a devotee of the Lord. Nowadays, even the wealth we have is very infinitesimal compared to the actual prospect of real valued wealth. Everyone in America is more or less a debtor. You show me one person who is not a debtor. Everybody owes some bills. Everybody owes some bills. And then the structure, the social structure is such a way that is the very expert. They're ready to loan you. The amount you have to pay, the interest is very minimal. And you are qualified for it. You take it. Everything you do, it has to do with money. But then, we have been advised that you just have to take it. But it's not free. Nothing is free. Therefore, we have to understand that the material world in which we are living, we are struggling so hard to enjoy separately from Lord Krishna. But Krishna does not preclude enjoyment in his devotional service unto him. He does it. He never did that. Rather, he says, whatever you are doing, you offer unto me. And you can take, whatever you cook, you can offer unto me and you take
the remaining as prasada. He recommended some procedure for us to enjoy in this devotion. This imperishable devotional service is not devoid of enjoyment. In fact, what the devotees eat, even the best of karmis, they have not eaten it. You think Barack Obama knows about gulab jamun? He is the president of the United States. He has all the powers in this country. But you think he knows about gulab jamun? Or he knows about sweet rice? No. Therefore, we have to understand that Lord Krishna is not saying, you go to zero. He said, no, you whatever zeros you have, add one to it. And that will give you a substantial figure for an upward political, economic, social, spiritual mobility. What do we lose? I saw one book written by one of Prabhupada's disciples. What is the difficulty? Prabhupada is asking, what is the difficulty? Tell me, what is the difficulty in this devotional service? Wake up and chant Hare Krishna. We are not saying that give up your job and come and stay in the temple here. We say, wake up, chant Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. What is the difficulty? And when you are doing this every day, Lord Krishna says, you are on the boat, you are on the train, you are in the bandwagon, going back home, back to body. And if even you are not able to come accomplish everything now, there is no loss of diminution. We don't find situations whereby you do some job, you didn't perfect it, you go some training, you didn't perfect it, you just lose. You don't get anything. But here in devotional service, whatever we do, our credit is there. There is credit transfer always. Sometimes you want to go to do master's program or PhD and you are thinking you're going to get credit transfer from this other course, and then you go and they say, no, this is not related to this course, this is not related to this course, this is not related to God, this course. So you don't get any transfer here. Man, you think you're going to get transfer? No. The Krishna service, all the things we do, you get credit transfer. You get credit transfer. And it makes the whole next course very easy. The course that you're supposed to do 2 years, maybe you just do for 6 months because you have plenty of credit. You have plenty of credit transfer. This is the beauty of devotional service. So, we have to understand that what you are doing is very dear to Lord Krishna, and you are very dear to Lord Krishna. And we should be proud of that. We should not minimize the principle of devotional service. And the process is together with the goal. The goal is to be able to attain Lord Krishna. Therefore, we have to find time. I have some... someone was telling me something about this temple. I was very much enthused. And I felt I should be very grateful to what is happening. What is that? They said, you have been going out for book distribution. Irrespective of your class. You are working. You have so much of engagement. But then you're finding time to go out for book distribution sometimes. This means that you understand what it means to be a disciple. The Krishna consciousness movement is not simply a mandi. It's not just a theater. This is a movement. I remember what Bhakti Maharaj mentioned that. Our movement is this. This Krishna consciousness is a movement, it's not a theater, it's not a mandi. A theater means where you go and purify yourself, pay dandavat, and then you go away. A mandi is the same, also the same thing. This is a movement. A movement means we have to keep going forward. And we have to understand what is the implication of being a disciple. A disciple etymologically is rooted in the essence of being disciplined. People are desirous of becoming very, very excellent in their endeavor. But if one is not disciplined,
The mind, which Lord Krishna says is our worst enemy in our conditioned state, is simply going to disgrace us. The senses are going to disgrace us. Therefore, a disciple is supposed to be disciplined. And the essence of being and taking initiation in our movement is not just a fashion. It means you are giving your life to the system. You are giving your life to Prabhupada. You are giving your life to the spiritual master. We should read the books and see what is the mood of Prabhupada in establishing this movement. What is his mission? Therefore, every of us who have taken initiation, whether from disciples of Prabhupada, we have to understand. We have a commitment to serve the mission of Prabhupada. Therefore, when I had devotees here, they're going out for book distribution, I was very much glad. This should be the mood. Sometimes we say, well, when Prabhupada was there, that was a case of emergency. But don't we see that the situation we find ourselves is more of an emergency situation than even when Prabhupada was there? There is a resurgence of the hippie movement all over the place. They don't call it hippie, but there are different semantics. And these same things are going on here in America. Young people. So, we owe a lot to the mission of Prabhupada. We owe a lot to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Why did Sarvabhauma have to say, Dashyante? He says, I want to be a servant. Dehe Dehe Mahaprabhu. I want to be a servant. Engage me in your service. We should think we have been exposed to this teaching by the Master Prabhupada. And Lord Chaitanya had come as the savior of the whole world. As Prema Purusottama. When Lord Ram came, he came as Maryada Purusottama. He came to set things straight in terms of organizational leadership. When Lord Chaitanya, when Lord Krishna came, he came as a Lila Purusottama. He came to enjoy Lila, because when he came as Ram, you know, the sages of Namisaranya, the sages at the Dandakaranya forest who were matured enough to be able to associate with him, they wanted to come, and Ram had I took it a vow of having only one wife. Then he said, no, you take birth in Vrindavan and you can enjoy Lilas with me. So those sages, they took birth in Vrindavan as a gopis. So, but when he came as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came as Prema Purusottama. He came to distribute, not only to show the relishness, the enjoyment in tasting prema, but he also broke the door open and let the ocean of prema flow. Now, if they pass in the gilam after offering to the deities, if they pass the gilam before us, if we don't stretch our hands, we will get the mercy. We won't get the message. If we don't bow our heads, suppose we're playing some drum, we bow our heads to the gilam. We want to get the message. So although Lord Chaitanya has broken the door open, the door that was sealed, the door of prema open from the spiritual world, and it's flowing down, still we need to jump into that ocean. There's a common saying that you can lead a cow to the river. You can't force it to drink. We have been given the way. We have been shown the way. Prabhupada showed us the way. Our own spiritual master showed us the way. We have to do the needful in sustaining, repositioning Prabhupada's movement. We may say, well, this time there is no more preaching. No. People leave America. People leave US. Caucasians. They leave America to go and work in Africa. They end up becoming devotees. They preach to them. Here also we can make devotees who will surrender their lives? See, I went to West Africa, and just a small place like in Ghana, I went to Accra, and then one devotee went to establish a new temple. He came back with some devotees, I think three of them, and all of them, they're professionals. They just finished their first degree. One of them is a geologist, one of them is a pharmacist, and another one, I can't remember. They're full-time devotees in the temple. Locals. So if we're desirous to preach, like the programs you have set in place here, that is very encouraging, and everybody should plug it, because we are not salvationists. Lord Krishna has mentioned that it is anybody who preaches this message of the Bhagavad Gita is dear to him today. It was dear to him in the past. And tomorrow, even in the future, he will also be dear to him. So there is nothing else we can do to please Lord Krishna and to be endeared to Lord Krishna than really becoming involved in devotional service and helping out, being compassionate, being in the mood of Lord Chaitanya to spread this message to others. That would be very pleasing to Lord Krishna, that would be very pleasing to Prabhupada, and everybody should just desire to be part of this preaching wagon that has been set in place here. Now I have it's 1 month, once in a month, but gradually it will even come to once in a week if we are desirous. Krishna will be very pleased with us. And he will send people who will actually help to facilitate our programs, get our projects finished on time. This is the secret. Prabhupada came all alone with just some few rupees. He established a movement where all of us are really enjoying, we are participating, and we are getting so much benefit from this established principles laid down by Prabhupada. So I don't want to take too much of your time. We're conscious of time in America. The time is up. And we will want perhaps to give a chance. Maybe someone has some comment or some questions on this point. Is there some comments or some questions on this point? The verse is basically letting us understand. We are on the path of devotional service. This is an imperishable path. These people, all of you, you are very dear to Lord Krishna. So, never mind, disregard the impersonal aspect, focus on the personal aspect, and move ahead. Just wake up every day to do devotional service. The simplest devotional service you can do is to chant Hare Krishna. In this age, and in fact, in this material world, the most essential factor out of the 9 principles of devotional service is to chant Krishna's name. In the spiritual world, you don't need chanting Krishna's names. In Goloka Vrindavan, you are perfected here. You don't need to chant Krishna's name there. What you do is simply to serve Krishna there. Here, you have to serve Krishna and chant his holy names. Don't be a workaholic. Be Krishnaholic. Hare. If there are no comments or questions, then we'd like to adjourn the class. I say adjourn because, again, before the end of this life, I'll come again. So thank you very much for participating in this Krishna consciousness.